Bering Sea ice came in quickly this year, and right now it's at its largest extent since the 1970s. It's effectively shut down the snow crab fishery, causing problems for boats as far south as the Aleutians. But some scientists say that while it's a pain in the short term, the ice is good for the Bering Sea's valuable fisheries in the long run. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports.
When this winter started, the ice extent in the Bering Sea was looking pretty average. But in the past couple of weeks, that's changed. The ice is now covering an area roughly the size of Texas. That's according to Andy Mahoney, a sea ice researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says the 30-year average is about a third less than that, covering an area more like California. Part of the reason for the increase is a persistent low-pressure system in the Arctic.
And that creates a situation where the cold air doesn't leave the Arctic as frequently, and as a result, the cold air stays in the Arctic. The Arctic stays colder.
But in other northern waters, the sea ice extent is shrinking. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration climate scientist Jim Overland says the Bering Sea frequently doesn't track with the rest of the Arctic. As average Arctic ice extents have gone down over the last 30 years, the Bering Sea has actually seen a slight increase. Overland says that's because despite climate change, the Bering Sea is mostly dictated by storms.
The Bering Sea tends to continue to do its own thing this year and in the foreseeable future that's based upon how the North Pacific storm tracks behave.
Since 2006, the Bering Sea has been in a cold phase. But before that, from 2000 to 2005, the Bering Sea was at the other extreme, record warm temperatures. According to Overland, these blocks of temperature don't represent any pattern, and they can have a huge impact on the ocean ecosystem.
You have this random climate extreme, and it's like a hammer hitting the bell where you just strike the bell a couple of times with a hammer and then you stop the hammer, but the bell can continue to ring. So the biology would be the continuing effect of the shorter random events.
Back in the 1970s, there was a period of temperatures as cool as the current ones that Overland says caused a major reorganization of the Bering Sea ecosystem.
The fact that pollock now dominates after the 1970s, perhaps the loss of cod in the 1930s was also related to one of these five-year events.
But Overland is less sure what this period of cool temperatures could mean for ocean ecosystems, especially given the stretch of warm weather at the beginning of the millennium.
If we continued to have a whole decade of warm temperatures, we might have precipitated some major event in the ecosystem, but I think the fact that we've had four cold years, we've returned back to where we were in the 1980s and 90s.
Alaska Fishery Center biologist Karim Iden agrees that the annual ice extent has a big impact on fish populations, but is a little more cautious about this year's effects.
It's not so much how much the ice covers at this time of year, but more how the ice melts back, how fast it melts back into the spring and the summer.
Iden says the biggest impact is on pollock, Southwest Alaska's biggest fishery, but also snow crab. He says consensus is emerging in the scientific community around the idea that colder springtime temperatures are better for pollock stocks because of how they affect plankton growth. But he says it's still unclear whether this year will be one of those years.
Not so much the past few, but there have been years in the past where we've seen very cold winters, but then things have warmed up pretty quickly.
The ice extent is expected to remain high for at least another month. Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.